made sense, or matched the stories he told. Not one. The truth bombarded her, but her brain refused to focus. Every time she tried to fit the pieces together to decipher, something inside her misfired. Such an ordinary thing landed her here, in this upended state. Clothing. She'd been searching for the t-shirt he blamed her for misplacing while doing the laundry, as if that were even possible.
Lila?
She jerked at the sound of her name. He shouldn't be home for hours. Of course, he picked today to slip away early, to surprise her. What do you want now?
Where are you?
He shouted to her as he stomped through the house. Her muscles refused to move. They'd clamped down, locking her in a haze of blurry vision and fogged thinking. The damn videos. She'd punished herself by watching the first one. Then the next. That's as far as she got before the breath left her body. Minutes ticked by while she stared at the cell screen, her fingers clenched around the phone she'd never seen before, the one he hid from her in the chest of drawers he insisted she leave alone because she didn't fold clothing the way he wanted it folded. Stored behind stacks of thin and faded t-shirts he kept promising to weed out and throw away. So many promises. Gone. Didn't take a genius to guess why he'd been so territorial over a piece of furniture. It was his hiding place. The phone clearly meant something to him, or she would have known about it before now. No one hid meaningless things. The screen, now dark, the battery having blinked off, tormented her. Somewhere in minute two or three of listening to those female voices spin in her head, her brain clicked off. All those years of pushing the dark back, of denying and pretending she'd locked this type of horror out of her life, of wallowing in guilt until it threatened to suck her under, jammed up on her. The memories. They flooded her now. All the yelling and name-calling. The questions. So many questions. This couldn't be happening again.
Lila, where the hell are you?
The house was big, but not that big. He'd find her soon, in the massive bedroom at the far end of the hall, lost in a pile of his precious belongings.
Hey.
His voice faded as he stalked into the middle of the wardrobe bloodbath and stopped.
What the hell happened in here? Why did you touch my stuff?
His stuff. He viewed everything, even her, as his property. For a few seconds, she stared at him and wondered why she'd ever agreed to that first date. He'd been charming, sure. All guy next door, with his light brown hair and bright blue eyes. He was tall, but not threateningly so. Attractive in his confidence. His smile had won her over. He seemed harmless. That's what she'd craved. The benign. Now she wanted to punch that mouth and keep hitting until silence blanketed her.
Why are you just sitting there? What's wrong with you?
He asked as he turned in a slow circle, taking in every inch of her rampage. I was looking for your shirt. Her voice came out steady, amazing even her. The one you lost. He said it as if that were a fact.
I appreciate the effort, but you should have asked before you went rifling through my things.
I live here too.
Okay, but you have to admit that this looks...
What? She had no idea how he would twist his way out of this one.
Unhinged.
Oh, right. Of course he would say that. Blame her. This time only. He wasn't wrong. She felt unwound. Held together by a thin thread of sheer will and nothing more. I found this. She held up the new-to-her phone. His expression didn't change. His mouth didn't so much as twitch.
What is it?
As if he didn't know. The lying asshole. Don't do that. It's yours, and we both know it. He let out a long breath. It came out as an exhausted sigh, as if he'd been stuck with her for too long and had grown weary.
Now, don't get hysterical.
Gaslighting. She heard it in the fake, soothing cadence of his voice, in every syllable. I haven't moved. She forced her voice to stay flat. Sucked all of the emotion out of the words to prevent him from throwing them back at her.